E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant has found the number of people reporting behaviour such as cyberbullying, image-based abuse and sex-based extortion has increased significantly during the coronavirus pandemic. The draft legislation will give the Commissioner additional powers to force app stores and search engines to remove websites that systemically ignore orders to take down content such as child sexual abuse material. Federal Communications Minister Paul Fletcher told the Nine Network the Commissioner will have the power to bring stiff fines if removal orders are ignored.
If the eSafety Commissioner makes an order against an online platform or against an individual requiring material to be taken down and they don't do it, then they can face significant fines, up to $550,000 for a company, up to $110,000 for an individual.
In Brisbane, I'm Sean Bindley.